This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my day studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably have to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think about how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah. I couldn't, like, even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I am an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back-to-school era, no matter what age you are, if you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD. Go Loud.
Welcome to Home and Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark with Pennies, and the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for the season's change.
Woo!
I'm loving autumn this year, guys.
Are you?
I'm going to be putting collages on my story in no time.
Are you converted to an autumn girl?
Yeah, I feel like I've been on Pinterest finding nice outfits, found really nice winter pieces, jackets.
Stunning.
I switched out my summer wardrobe. I've
Did you? By. I still need to do that. I can't bring myself to do it just yet.
But I'm going to Miami.
Oh.
But I can just use some I already have.
Yeah. And then come home and get straight back into autumn.
I love that so much.
Yeah. So whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in the Penny store.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses, the perfect fit in jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
I need to get that long cardigan.
Another long one.
I think I seen Aaron McGregor wearing it, and I was like,
I got the burgundy jumper.
What burgundy jumper?
The one, it's like the one, the viral one.
Where?
In Penny. The square.
I need to go to the square one. Square one have it all.
It's unreal, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I think I need to take a trip out there now.
It's very, very good.
Head to Penny's today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples.
So rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something we're annoyed about, something that makes no sense, a literal first world problem or anything at all, really. Mine is that I'm sick of myself every single time I wear, and it's only when I wear something new, only ever I soil myself. And I was in the car, and I was doing makeup in the car in a taxi, and
soil yourself is shit yourself.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
To soil yourself is to shit yourself.
Is it really?
Definitely. Yeah.
Oh God.
Do whatever, giggling in there. I was like, did she just say?
I always say for that. I've said that in public settings to random people.
You've just randomly told people.
I feel like yourself. I'm after soiling myself. Like,
yeah, it means shit to shit yourself.
Are you sure? I'm looking.
I swear to God, isn't that normal for? Yeah,
to soil oneself.
To soil oneself means to poo one's pants.
What does soiling?
Like, you wouldn't just say if you got dirty, like, oh, I'm after soiling myself.
Yeah. To lose control of one's bowels and accidentally defecate on oneself.
How did you not know that?
OMG. Anyway, I didn't soil myself.
Didn't shit
pants. During the week, another story.
God.
But yeah, I just am really clumsy, and everywhere I go, somehow I have. So I was in the car in the taxi doing my makeup, and I was like, I nearly dropped something. I was like, oh, I didn't. It would have been bad. But, and then I literally came in here, and there's bronzer all over me.
Girl, I don't know how you get ready with clothes on. I can't.
A lovely pink tracksuit. Would that come out? Yeah.
Yeah. Vanish spray. Bingo, bango, bongo. Did you see my New Balance that I cleaned last week?
Yeah, fresh.
Fresh. They look like they're fresh out of box.
Fresh, yeah.
That would be grand. Bit of Vanish.
Another rant about Dano. Something he did. It's not even bad, but it's funny. Like, it's not, I'm not annoyed about it, but I just need to tell you. So my apartment is like a fob to get in.
Yeah.
And it's not a key. And he was leaving. We don't have two keys. He was coming home late because of, he had a game. So he was like, right, I've no key. What are we going to do? Like, how will I wake you up? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, you're going to have to. Then he was like, wait, I'm going to try something. He took his phone out. I goes, I know you're not about to do that.
Was he about to take a picture?
I know you're not going to do that. And he goes, he was looking at me and he just done it. Took a picture of the pub, went out of the house, to see if he could get in with a photo of the key.
Does he not know how a fob works? Like, there's clearly like a there's something in it that like.
Then even worse, my
it's
dad
electrical like.
My dad came over and I was telling him about it. I mean, like, oh, listen to what Dana did, and Dana was there. My dad was like, yeah, I would have thought that as well. I was like, for crying out loud,
it's not a barcode.
I have no faith left in the men of Ireland.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah,
but like, it's a fob is like.
I go, like, in that case, electric. If someone is you're out, someone can take me to your key and break into your house.
True, actually, yeah, I never thought of that.
That's not possible, like.
Oh.
It's not a rant, which is funny.
Ah, God love him.
Yeah.
He gets away with it. It's fine.
He does.
Yeah. He carries
and
it.
And I think he knew he's been silly, but.
Was he?
Yeah.
My rant of the week is just going to sick, I feel. Sorry for today's bonus episode, guys.
You don't sound that's a.
Oh, I feel
really.
It.
I know it's because when you're inside your own head.
Oh, my God. My face feels like a bowling ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah. Girls are sick all weekend though, and I think it was the flights and all. I'm just like.
And drinking.
Jew was sick. Tell them. Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm so sorry. I failed the mission. But I was actually kind of good, okay?
Yeah.
Friday night, 2 drinks in bed by 12:30.
Oh.
Like, and that was 2 drinks with my dinner.
Oh, that's very tame.
1 drink with my dinner. Okay, maybe 3 drinks. 1 drink with my dinner and 2 margaritas.
Okay.
Bed by 12:30.
Fine.
Saturday, feral.
Okay.
Locked.
Yeah.
Drinks by the pool, but it was just the 4 of us, and it was just like, you know, we've never been on a sun holiday before.
You have to.
We're entitled.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, live, laugh, love, and all that. You know, when am I ever going to be that young in Albufeira with my 3 best friends again? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was a bit feral. Still though, home for 2:30.
Very good.
Do you know what I mean? Sunday, didn't drink at all.
Oh.
Got to fly home.
Well then.
Fresh.
And it's nice to be fresh on your last day then.
I would have felt worse if it was just a random Saturday out and I was just drinking in Dublin, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was on holiday. Come on, guys.
Yeah, there was a while there where like I didn't drink unless I was away and I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're away, first of all, I never was hungover. Second of all, it's actually a better night out because Dublin nights out aren't great.
No, they're really
they never
the
end
down.
Up being worth the hangover.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're actually having a ball with your friends.
And you're away.
You're like, I feel shit, but I had a great night.
I had no hangover. Like the first night, I think I got like 8 hours sleep. Second night, I think I slept for 10 hours.
Sleep. It's when you don't get sleep.
It was so good.
Yeah.
So you didn't really think I wasn't going to have a drink on my holidays. Did you? No.
You had me going through 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I said,
I was just so hungover last week that I was like, nah.
Yeah.
But I'm on the straight and narrow now. I really am. I'm really trying
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. HelloFresh vibes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I need all the health and nutrients. I want to go and be in the woods and be in a river and just
yeah.
I just want nature.
You're
and
a man that cooks in the woods.
Yeah,
he cooks on like a fucking thing of
so unhygienic, but also love to try that.
Yeah, he is quite good. Well. Actually, cooking like gets rid of all the bacteria.
Oh, the heat off.
Yeah, I think.
There you go.
Like food poisoning everyone.
But I think that's my only rant. Anything else to rant about? How expensive a car valet is, but I pay it every single time.
Yeah, Ellie, that's crazy.
It's just the convenience of it.
I'll do it for 50.
Would you?
Yeah. No, actually, yeah. I don't think I'd like
I was going to say, would you do a short back and sides? That's a fucking haircut or something, isn't it? Give my car an old short back and sides.
Give it a shine, scrub and a hoover.
But like, even when I pay for it and then I go back to the car, if I'm not happy with it, I won't say that. And there's been multiple times with this exact place, I will go back and not be happy with it.
What's wrong with it? It's not clean enough.
No. Like, they won't clean the. And this time I asked him, actually, I was like, is there any chance you could just clean the insides of my windows? I was like, there's just a few hand marks on it. He was like, yeah, of course.
They never usually do that.
No, sometimes they don't. Yeah.
They probably think, ah, it's grand.
It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember we went back before and I caught them putting on my fur jacket?
What?
Yeah, that was in the boot. Remember, we walked back to my car and he was putting on my fur jacket that was in the boot. And I just walked up and I was like, it's lovely on you. And he was like, ha ha ha.
Oh my God, I vaguely remember.
I was like, you got caught.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I think I had said.
I wonder what else did we do.
I think I had said you don't have to do the boot, but I only say that because I put Bobby in the boot and it's just full of fucking dog hair. And
it's gonna get dog hair again as well.
Absolutely no point. Like I'll do it myself at home, but I think I had a fur jacket in there, putting on the fur jacket.
He was like, "What's in the boot?
Yeah.
He doesn't want us to see."
Oh, it's lovely. I'll try that on.
Oh my God, I remember it now.
Yeah,
remember the person we thought was dead in the car park.
Oh my God, didn't we do laps at the car park? No, she looked dead.
She looked. Why is this sheet of paper in front of me?
But like the way she was like slouched over and all, she actually looked deceased.
Scary.
Terrible. We thought we had saw a ghost.
I was like, great, I'm never going to be the same. If you agree with either our rants or you want to send in your own, you can let us know on our email. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram @homeidrinkpod as well. This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my day studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably have to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think about how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah. I couldn't like even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I'm an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era, no matter what age you are, if you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD.
If I was you, so we get to give you a bit of honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. We can't give you maybes or ifs or buts. We have to tell you exactly how we feel and exactly what we would do. These are all sent into our email address, same as our dilemmas from the main episode, which is holdmydrink@goloudnow.com. This is the only way we take in suggestions for the segment, not through DMs, etc. We always keep them anonymous as well, so we never know who is writing them in. It could literally be one of our friends.
I know.
I don't even know. This is today's dilemma. So this is quite a long one, so keep everyone's ears on. Hi girls, I've been my boyfriend for almost 3 years and he is my angel boy. I honestly wouldn't change one thing about him. He makes me so happy and he always goes the extra mile. However, lately I've felt a huge shift in myself. Not necessarily with him, I feel different about everything in my life as I'm in a really bad rut. I started a new job and I'm finding it hard to adjust. Since starting, I've been so exhausted every day and I've lost interest in the things I would usually enjoy. I don't really want to talk to my friends. I don't want to go for walks. I don't want to socialise or anything. Do anything other than come home and be myself in silence. I work with children, so I really feel as though I'm putting on a show and work and I've got nothing left to give when I get home. I also work a weekend job, so generally just been feeling very burnt out. I'm feeling under pressure with work, being responsible for a whole class of young children, setting them into school, talking to parents every day, and also being the newbie and trying to adjust to a new setting and surroundings. I feel as if I'm doing everything wrong. I feel like I'm more of an annoyance than a help, and it has really got me seriously doubting myself. Lately, I've been feeling like I'm not good at my job. I'm not a good friend, a sister, a daughter, or a good girlfriend. I realized a few weeks ago that I've been pouring in from an empty cup, so I've been trying to prioritize myself more. I reached out to friends, I've started walking more, having pamper nights, cooking proper dinners, having self-care nights, etc. But one bad day in work sets me right back to square one. I know it's not true, but I feel as though I have nothing to live for and feel no emotion towards ending anymore. Anyway, the whole point of this dilemma is that I find myself taking out my angel boyfriend. He's always trying to make me feel better and will come over after a bad day, etc. But lately I just don't even want to see him. I feel awful typing that out and it's not because of anything he has done. It's how I feel in myself. I don't want to see anyone. I'm noticing myself being so snappy with him and he even mentioned he feels as if he can do no right. I don't want space and I know he isn't the problem, but I'm feeling so overwhelmed and like I can't be a good girlfriend at the minute. I find it really hard to balance everything. Two jobs, a relationship, friendships, my own mental health and spending time with my family when there's literally not enough hours in the day. Girls, I snapped at him last night because he asked me for a can of Coke. I know something needs to change. Have you got any advice on how to balance things or what would you do in my situation? I do like my job, but it's starting to have an impact on almost everything in my life. I'm not eating. I'm starting to resent everybody and detach from those closest to me. I don't feel excited for things anymore. I never seem to feel present in the moment or enjoy things. And I keep waiting for myself to feel better and adjust, but I'm really struggling. I don't want to push my boyfriend away. He usually is my safe haven and the one person I want to be around. But lately, I don't even want to see him, just be by myself. I would talk to my friends about it, but I honestly don't have the energy to explain everything or feel embarrassed about what they might think. Everyone else is able to manage their jobs and do them well, go to the gym, maintain friendships, etc. So I don't know why I'm struggling. Thanks, birds, and love you loads.
My heart.
Oh, this really makes me sad.
I kind of get it though. Like everything she's saying, I understand how you would feel that. Like, I think leave that job. I don't think a job is worth that impact of your life. I really, really don't. I think I've said it before on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think like if a job is having such a negative effect in your life that you're not eating, like you're taking the stress out on everyone else. Like I know, Jesus Christ, we all need to work and make money and make a living. And like, I'm sure there are so many people out there who do settle for jobs to make money and that's so hard. And I know not everybody is going to love their job either, but I think if something like this is having an effect on you that much, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Even a break from it or something, like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or like, I know that's so much easier said than done. I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, but I feel like it boils down to the job. Like she just said, I do like the job. She'd been like, I absolutely love my job. Like it's
Yeah, I can't tell if it's when I met myself. I feel like everything in life. I'm just really out of rut. I start a new job and find it. I wonder, did the rut start before the job, and that's kind of made it worse.
That's added to it, like.
Yeah, I feel like it's really hard when you have so much to balance. Like, obviously, I don't want to compare my situation to someone else's, but like in just a little way, like, do you know, everyone, you feel like when you have loads of things, you're balancing, like, something always gives.
You have to, yeah, something has to.
And it's shit, and you feel shit about that because you're like, why, you're looking at everyone else, we have to do all their stuff. And like, because I always feel like if things are going well in my career, then I'm not seeing my friends enough, or like if I'm seeing my friends too much, it's like nothing ever, like,
yeah, is you can't please everyone.
Nothing's ever in even balance.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's across the board with everyone, but I always feel like that. I'm like, if I'm really good at something, then something else is lacking.
Yeah.
Or I'm not getting back to my DMs if I'm doing this and that. Like, that's just, it's frustrating, but I think it means you're probably taking on too much.
Mm.
It also, to me, I think if you were to go to a doctor and explain them this situation, I only am saying this because of people we have on the podcast that mm-hmm. have said they've struggled with depression. Could it be that?
Yeah.
I don't want to diagnose anyone.
I
don't want to come across as imposing either saying that, but I just know from having people on chatting to them that they never thought they were depressed until they went to a doctor and said, I don't really want to do, like, give anything to life anymore. Like, I've nothing to live for. Like, that's what she said here. So I think that's what they would say, but I think it might be worth going to your doctor.
Definitely.
And also planning your weeks in advance. It might be like an annoying little step to have to do, but like, if you plan out in your week that you make time for everything, even if it's like seeing your parents once a week for a while, just until you get into routine, like, just so you still have everyone covered, everyone's happy, you're happy, mainly is you being happy.
Yeah.
Doing bits for yourself, but making that time for everything, even if it means some time is smaller than other times.
If yeah.
That makes sense. I do feel like as we get older, the hours don't seem enough in the day.
Wait, me and the girls are planning things at the end of October and all. It's like, what? Is that what happens when you get to this age? You're like, when can we go for a coffee? I'm free end of October. It's like, what?
2025.
How? Yeah. Like, it's mad as you get older that it's not the same as when you were younger 100%. At all.
Yeah.
But that's just how life kind of goes.
Yeah.
I think once everybody is on the same page with that mindset and you're all fine with it, like, it's grand. So I feel like if she did say to her friends, listen, I'm taking on too much at the minute, like, can we schedule something for 2 weeks' time or something? Like, just feeling really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Explain to people
Explain
how
that
you
to
feel.
Them. Yeah.
Just so then it's not like they're not taking it up wrong with you. Like, that they're thinking that you're just kind of taking a step back for no reason. Like, I think if you talk to your family and your friends and just tell them, lads, like, I'm really overwhelmed at the minute.
Yeah.
You need to prioritize yourself. Like,
yeah.
The only one who's going to take care of you is you.
You. Yeah. You're your best friend. You're my
Literally.
Friend. And also, she said about, like, everyone else seems to be able to balance things like that. First of all,
that's a front.
But also, that's okay if you and your me and Ellie had the same things going on and one of us feels overwhelmed, one doesn't, like, that's
fine.
Okay too.
Yeah.
People have different stages of life, different tolerances, different things. That's fine. But also, you don't really know behind closed doors of what people are struggling with, or like if they are stressed, if they're feeling the same as you, because you're not really telling them. So there's things they probably aren't telling you.
Definitely.
You know, there's always things going on in people's minds that you would never know.
Mm-mm.
But I do think going to like a therapist or a doctor would really
help
just with how she's feeling, saying she's nothing to live for, like that would and feeling no emotion, that would be like a trigger for me of thinking she might be depressed or not. And that's normal too, that's it's a chemical in your brain.
Yeah,
it's not like
something's wrong with you.
No, and everyone goes through mental health in their life. Everyone's gonna have some points where they're low or anxious. Like, I really believe it affects everyone at some stage.
Definitely.
No one gets out of life without getting or being affected by mental health in some way, so I definitely would recommend that. And even a little thing to do before that even is just planning your weeks and being like, right, this is what I have to do. Instead of starting the week and being like, oh shit, I was meant to do that and I have to squish it in here. Like, plan it so you have everything that you need covered.
Each day.
And also then long term, have a look at the job options as well if it is a thing where you can.
I really think that.
But also it could just be, because it's a new job, it might just be the start and the growing pains
stress
of, like, I'm guessing it's like a teaching job.
Yeah.
Like, everything is new to you, so everything is going to be 10 times more overwhelming. But I think minding you first, because I think that's the main thing. I think this might start before the job. So please let us know in any update.
So sorry. So sorry.
Let us know an update of how you're feeling. And yeah, that's what I would do if I was you. If you or someone you know is struggling, please talk to a friend, family member, or someone you trust. Ask a GP for help or free phone Samaritans on 116 123, available 24/7, 365 days a year. You can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant to homewithdrinkatgolandnow.com. New episodes of Home with Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and our main episodes are on Wednesdays. Thanks so much to Pennies for answering the episode.
Thank you, Pennies. I don't even think I can talk anymore for the rest of this. There is currently a river running down my nose. Oh my gotta go.
She needs to run. Don't forget to check out the collection of Autumn Essentials available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store right now. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on right now. And we'll talk to you soon, birds. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you think you learned?
Probably Mai Tai, but that was months and months ago now. So I do want to reconnect with that sense of curiosity that I had as a child. Yeah.
And that's where therapy can help. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era no matter your age. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule, unlike school or college.
And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's betterhelp.com/HMD.